7:30 on this West Virginia morning, I'm Beth Voorhees. Coming up, we'll take a ride on the Polar Express.
We traveled through cold, dark forests where lean wolves roamed and white-tailed rabbits hid from our train as it thundered through the quiet wilderness. We climbed mountains so high, it seemed as if we could scrape the moon.
The story coming up on this West Virginia morning. The man behind the lyrics of such classic songs as Frosty the Snowman, Peter Cottontail, and Smokey the Bear is none other than West Virginian Jack Rollins. His song about a magical snowman coming to life and bringing holiday cheer can be heard almost everywhere this time of year. In 2011, Rollins was inducted into the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. Liz McCormick reports.
Hey, fellas, why don't you tell the kids about your ice-cold friend?
Jack Rollins, who's also known as the real Frosty the Snowman, was born in Scottsdale, Pennsylvania in 1906. But he moved to Keyser, West Virginia with his family when he was 3 or 4 years old. He ended up growing up in Keyser and as an adult lived in New York, California, and Ohio, but West Virginia was always special to him.
Your home is where your heart is, and his mother and his brother settled in Keyser, West Virginia.
That's Champ Zumbrin. He's a big fan of Rollins and even wrote an article about Rollins' life that was published in Allegheny Magazine in Cumberland, Maryland.
And he would come home at every opportunity while his mother was alive. In fact, if you go to the cemetery, he's buried next to his mother.
Zumbrin is a retired forest ranger from Maryland, and he's also a musician. While working as a forester, he performed Jack Rollins' song, Smokey the Bear, every weekend for more than 30 years.
Cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear.
In 2011, Zumbrin received a surprising phone call.
The chief of the Smokey Bear program nationally learned that Jack Rollins, who wrote Smokey the Bear, was going to be inducted to the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame, and they were reaching out to the National Forest Service office to find out some information about Jack Rollins. And since I have been researching Jack Rollins, they contacted me and connected me with the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame, and they asked, would I share my information with them? I said, sure, anything to help Jack out.
The West Virginia Music Hall of Fame also learned about Zumbrin's history singing Smokey the Bear, so the group asked if he would sing at Rollins' induction ceremony. Zumbrin said yes. The West Virginia Music Hall of Fame was, however, still looking for a family member to accept the award on Rollins' behalf. That's when Jack Rollins' grandson, James Busmeyer from Ohio, came forward to accept the award for his grandfather.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
The song has become a classic. This time of year, we hear Frosty the Snowman playing on radio, television, movies, and in shopping centers. It was written in 1950, but is still so popular today. And Champ Zumbrin knows why.
Because I think people always need songs that are happy and have a message of joy, and that's what Jack was all about. If you want to know Jack Rollins, just look at the lyrics in his songs. They're happy, they're innocent, they're full of joy. I think people always need to celebrate and be reminded that life is not a drudgery and there's a spirit in life that's joyful. And those songs, if you listen to them, are joyful, happy songs.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.
Two eyes made out of coal.
This is West Virginia Morning at 7:35. Occasional rain, possibly a thunderstorm with gusty winds later this afternoon and tonight when a wind advisory will be in effect. Temperatures today in the mid-50s to the mid-60s, cloudy, windy, and colder with rain tapering off after midnight, though the rain could be mixed with wet snow in the higher elevations. Overnight lows in the mid-30s to the mid-40s. Clearing skies on Thursday with highs in the 40s.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Indeed. With over 16 million jobs to search from on Indeed.com in every industry. Indeed, how the world works. And the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide at FordFoundation.org.
Over the last 6 weeks, 15,000 people rode the Polar Express train in Randolph County. 35 other Polar Express trains exist across the country, but the one in Elkins is the only Polar Express in the Mid-Atlantic region, so it's extremely popular. The Polar Express also supports dozens of local jobs, at least seasonally. Roxy Todd boarded the train recently, riding all the way to West Virginia's North Pole.
Get your gold!
Two-year-old Mason Rutter is one of about 50 children dressed in pajamas who are all waiting to board the Polar Express. This steam train is based on the animated film which stars the voice of Tom Hanks.
Well, you coming?
Where?
Why, to the North Pole, of course. This is the Polar Express!
An animation of the film is based on the children's book of the same title. The main character is a young boy who's questioning whether he believes in Santa Claus. On Christmas Eve, a steam engine train stops in front of his house, and the conductor invites him aboard to ride all night to the North Pole. Meanwhile, in Elkins, Riley Galloway says this is the first time she's ever been on a train.
I like the song when they do the hot
chocolate.
Riley's here with her cousin Haley and her grandfather. They drove to Elkins from Pittsburgh to ride the Polar Express.
That's all she's been talking to you over the last 2 months. So quite an experience for them, I think.
Once aboard, everyone is served hot chocolate. And local actors even do the hot chocolate dance. Riley's favorite part of the Polar Express.
Hot chocolate, here we only got one rule. Never, ever let it cool. Keep it cooking and hot. Soon you got hot chocolate.
These are paid actors from the old brick playhouse. But volunteers also help by inviting Santa himself into their community to greet the train.
The North Pole actually is a volunteer project that's done by the Billington On Track.
Bonnie Brancheroli is the marketing director for the Durban and Greenbrier Valley Railroad.
So when you actually get to the North Pole later this evening, you'll see the Billington On Track folks out there all dressed in their elf outfits and their Mrs. Claus, and that's where Santa boards. I know he boards there, but I don't know where he comes from.
Once we're at the North Pole, the train slows, but something isn't right. The train doesn't stop. Just like the movie, the kids leap from their seats and begin shouting. And when the train slows enough for Santa to board the train, the kids go crazy. Magic bells are distributed to each of the riders. Magic, because only those who believe in Santa can hear them ring. John Smith, the owner of this railroad, says his company plans to be doing more themed entertainment train rides like this one in the future.
Next year, we'll be operating the railroad portion of the cast train. There'll be packages to go to the theaters, entertainment and cast, stay in the hotels here, that kind of thing.
At least for now, the hour-long Polar Express train is by far the most popular, mostly because the movie is such a hit with kids. Aboard the train, the children are silently sipping their hot chocolate as the Polar Express book is read over the speakers.
The train was filled with other children, all in their pajamas and nightgowns.
We drank hot cocoa as thick and rich as melted chocolate bars.
Outside, the lights of towns and villages flickered in the distance as the Polar Express raced northward. Soon, there were no more lights to be seen. We traveled through cold, dark forests where lean wolves roamed and white-tailed rabbits hid from our train as it thundered through the quiet wilderness. We climbed mountains so high, it seemed as if we could scrape the moon.
And on the West Virginia Polar Express, we too ride the train through darkness, and the trees of the forest loom large against the window pane. Children snuggle against their parents, and the slow motion of the train rocks many of them into a brief but peaceful sleep. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Elkins.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our director is Chuck Anzalevich. I'm Beth Voorhees.